My name is Nicholas Gucka. I am 11 years old. Today is December 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Frank Greco, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Oceanside, New York. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
My brother Sam is one of the most important people in my life.
Why? Answer.
Because he's very influential to me. He taught me a lot growing up. He's a little older than me, 12 years older than me. So he taught me a lot of things about work, teach me a lot of things about life. He's very unbiased when giving advice. He's just a good person to talk to.
Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
I remember we used to go on vacation every year to either Florida or Puerto Rico. My grandparents used to come. Your great-grandparents used to come. It was a big family thing. We cooked for ourselves in the little kitchens. It was a lot of fun spending time with the family.
Tell me about if you liked school or didn't.
I liked school. I wasn't a great student, but I liked going to school. I went all the time with my friends and playing sports, and it was good.
Were you one of those bad kids?
I was not a bad kid. I was an average student.
What motivated you to join the military?
I didn't really want to go to college, and I didn't really want to get a job. I wanted to travel the world. Mm-hmm. Which I did, mm-hmm. and I wanted to serve my country because my dad was in the Navy and his brothers were in the Navy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep the family tradition going.
What branch were you?
I was a Marine, United States Marine Corps.
And what rank were you?
I was a corporal.
So I have. What lessons did your service teach you?
Not to work as a team, honor, integrity. No man gets left behind. Always do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet Mom?
Mom worked in the deli down the corner from where my shop was. I used to go in all the time. We used to get our lunch there. I went in to get a light bulb, and there she was, bigger than life.
What was
it? Actually glowing light behind her. That's because the sun was shining in the window.
Pretty as ever. What was the deli called?
Called Brothers Deli and Supermarket. I used to go in there every day. When I saw Mom, I used to go in there 2, 3, 4 times a day.
Okay.
To get gum and candy and soda, just so I could talk to her.
How did you find your way to your current career?
Oh, started out as a family business before it was bought out by U.S. Concrete last year, which is where I work presently. But I worked there as a kid with doing bricks and blocks and bags of cement. And then I went in the military for 4 years. When I came back, that's what I wanted to do, was drive a truck, but I didn't start out driving a truck. I started out shoveling and wheelbarrowing and doing all the hard stuff. And then I was I operated a payloader for a while. Then I actually loaded the cement trucks, the concrete trucks, and I became a dispatcher. So it was a big family business, 32 years in the business, best of the best.
Where did you spend your honeymoon?
Jamaica, Queens. Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Where's Jamaica?
Ocho Rios. You were there. You've been there. We've been there on vacation.
Wow.
It's very nice. It's beautiful. We had a lot of fun. Sun was shining. All the time, the water's clear, blue. We sang karaoke at the piano bar.
Okay. Who do you think lived the most interesting life?
I'm going to say...
In your family.
No. Backstop that.
Why?
Because it's not my family.
We're outside of your family.
Well, since we went to Sagamore Hill recently...
Mm-hmm.
And learned a little bit more about Teddy Roosevelt, I'm going to say he had a pretty interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
As a U.S. president, traveled all over the world,
mm-hmm.
collected all kinds of different things, and was a people's president, was for the people,
mm-hmm.
strong-willed, fought in the war,
yeah.
Teddy's Rough Riders, mm-hmm. brought all kinds of things back from all over the world, and that was in the early 1900s, so mm-hmm. that was pretty spectacular things that he did. When they fired, the most interesting thing to me was when they fired the Postmaster General because she was black. He mm-hmm. made, when, while he was president in his town,
mm-hmm.
they rerouted all the mail
mm-hmm.
10 miles away, so the people had to go get their mail 10 miles away. That was their punishment from him. Mm-hmm. A pretty interesting fellow.
Mm-hmm.
I must say.
Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
Sure, I can tell you a lot of things about a lot of people I'll always remember.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Patrick, I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
Who was a good man. He was like my idol. He's 4 years older than me. Cooler than cool with the slick back hair. Handsome, always had the girls. He was always took care of me. I was like his little buddy. I spent a lot of summers at his house. We saw Grease 12 times one summer. He was like Danny Zuko to me. He was, like I said, cooler than cool. We hung out a lot together. We played hockey together. We played football together. We did a lot of things together.
What are your hopes for me and for my children?
My hopes for you is you grow up to be a wise young man, follow a straight path,
mm-hmm.
live out your dreams, work hard, have a good living, meet a nice lady,
mm-hmm.
be successful in life and in business,
mm-hmm.
raise a nice, beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on the traditions of our family. Keep going to Disney with your sisters every year, with your family and their families.
What about the military?
What about it? If that's what you choose to do, then...
That is a tradition.
Yeah, it is.
And the concrete, too.
And the concrete, too. Well, let's not go down that road.
Okay.
And for your children, I'd like the same thing.
Okay.
Hope they're successful and carry on the family traditions with the Disney and with their cousins and their aunts and their uncles and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, okay.
that's the real deal.
What advice do you wish you could give your younger self?
Advice I would give my younger self would be a little bit smarter with my money. Make some investments while you were young. That long-term investments so that later on in life everything's squared away. Maybe took a little bit of a different career path that wasn't so taxing time-wise on the family. Not jump the gun too quickly on making decisions. Think things through. Get some good advice from people before you make decisions about things you really don't know about. Talk to your uncle a little more. I mean, I made some good decisions and I made some bad decisions.
Okay. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
I'm gonna say it's three. Uh-huh. Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So Easter is when we used could get together with Uncle Sam and Aunt Jeannie and have the egg hunts.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls used to go all running around in their little dresses and
mm-hmm.
shoes. And then when Pickle came along,
hey,
we did all our egg hunts here. And
mm-hmm.
Watching him go around picking up the eggs and putting them in the basket and finding his candy and watching him come down in his bunny pajamas. And then Thanksgiving was always a good one. We used to have a lot of people here and the family was all together. My cousins and we had laughing and eating and drinking. Now we go mommy's cousins upstate where we always have a good time. Mm-hmm. With your cousins and we watch football and we eat turkey and we laugh and it's good to see everybody. And it's tradition. I come up and make the potatoes and take over the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And that's always a lot of fun. Christmas is a good tradition. Christmas Eve is always a good tradition. Everybody comes here. We eat and we laugh and there's a lot of good food and some drinks. And it's always a tradition to stay up late and spread reindeer food on the lawn. Mm-hmm. Nicholas still believes in Christmas, which is good. And Christmas morning is one of my favorites. Aww. Watching the kids come down the stairs and I make my sausage and egg casserole at 5 o'clock in the morning. Stinks up the whole house. Then I'm watching the kids come downstairs and one year, this is probably my funniest memory, is one year we had a princess tent that we had put together, Santa Claus put together for the girls. Mm-hmm. So me and mommy decided to put all the presents inside the tent, that they would go in the tent. This is before you were born. Mm-hmm. They came down the stairs, I guess they were maybe 6 or 7 years old maybe. Haley came down the stairs, she was the first one down, and you saw the tree in the tent, and that was it. She said, "That's it? Where are all my gifts?" I love watching you guys come down the stairs. You still do it. I hope you do it this year again. What? It's always a lot of fun. Christmas Day, we hang out in our Pete. We used to run around a lot. We used to go to Uncle Sam's. We used to go to Grandma Mercy's. Mm-hmm. Back and forth, around and around. Now we just stay home nice. Everybody's in sweatpants. We eat leftovers. Mommy makes beautiful lasagna. We have a great day together. Everybody's playing games and on their phones and farting.
That's it for this interview. I asked all my questions. Thank you for your time.